It starts off in the abbey, and it's two nuns. They're basically going to a door, and the door, I think, is engraved in Latin. I don't know what it says. It says, God ends here. So they open the door, and one of the nuns go in, and then after that, she gets taken, like, disappeared. All the creepy shit happens. The last nun comes out, and she's scared shitless. But then the nun that went in comes out. She's all bloody, and she throws her a key, saying, like, you know what you need to do? And she grabs a key, and she's like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. So what she had to do was basically commit suicide. Because if she did commit suicide, the evil that was locked up in that abbey would escape. So if she committed suicide, it needs a vessel. It needs a body to escape. So that's where that starts off. And then at that point, it goes to the Vatican. And then the Vatican sends out a priest to go investigate the suicide of that nun. They say, okay, well, we want you to investigate the suicide of this nun, but we want you to take along another nun with you. He goes to pick her up from London and talk to her about the situation. And then I don't know why they chose her, because she wasn't fully ordained as a nun. She didn't take her final vow, so she was kind of like a nun in training. You found out later on that she had a gift to see visions. So I'm assuming that's the reason why they brought her along. So the nun actually end up going along with the priest to investigate the suicide. Now, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. So there was a villager around near the abbey, because he delivers things to the abbey, like food, stuff like that, you know, because they don't really go out into the town like that. So he happened to see the dead body of the nun. So I missed that part. But anyway, so right now, the priest and the nun are going to speak to him to find out more about what he saw. Starts off as an investigation to figure out what was going on. Probably still beginning, middle of the movie. So all these weird things start to happen. He starts explaining to them, like, his town has been right ever since then. Weird things happening and everything. So takes them to the abbey, and then they go inside, and they encounter the Reverend Mother, I guess like the head nun or whatever, but you don't see her face, it's just a shroud. And the way she's talking, she just talks like, yes, I don't know. It's just all gravelly and fucked up and all this stuff. Very disturbing, like the way she was speaking. So deep into the investigation, this is part of the middle of the movie. They spoke to the head nun, and the nun says, okay, you can stay at the house. Well, the abbey. Personally, I want to stay at that goddamn abbey if someone paid me to, because the imagery, the tone, the atmosphere, everything was creepy as shit. The soundtrack was so basic but effective. Like, all that they did in this movie just to set the tone was just like this. Oh, I'm like, nah, no. My get the fuck out radar was going crazy, so. Overnight, when they were trying to sleep, the priest woke up chasing someone down. Come to find out, he was chasing down a vision of a boy that he tried to perform an exorcism on, and he ended up killing the boy. The boy died through the exorcism, which was mentioned when the nun and the priest were talking at dinner, just trying to like get to know one another, like why they chose you to come here. So the vision was of the boy that died during exorcism that he was performing. So he chased him down, did all this, chased him out into the woods near the fucking graveyard with all those damn crosses, and he was attacked. He ended up being attacked, and he fell into an open grave, and then all of a sudden the grave was just covered, like he was buried alive. Now, earlier in the movie, they were in that graveyard when Frenchie, that's his name, the guy that saw the body in the very beginning, the one that they're questioning and interrogating about the death, because he's the one who found the body. And he was telling him, this is the path, this is where I saw the body, and it was through a graveyard. The nun asked, hey, so why are these bells on the tombstones? And then the priest explained that, it's like, just say they made a mistake and they were buried alive, they could pull the bell so they know that they made a mistake. So then the priest gets basically buried alive, because he was attacked by that demon. That was basically an image of the boy that died. And he was ringing the bell like shit, right? Just ringing the bell. No one can hear him and all that. But then somehow, some way, the nun, she woke up from her sleep. And she was chasing something. And then she got freaked out by something when she got to a certain point. All of a sudden, she hears the bell. Now, this is the part that I say is fucking illogical. Illogical like shit. And it pissed me off. This is what irritates me about movies. Fucking continuity issues and just logic. And they would have fixed this. This could have made this movie a lot better. So what happened was, he was ringing the bell and she heard the bell while she was outside, because she was chasing someone down to, or just following something. She heard the bell and she almost said, Father, one, you didn't know that he was out of his bed because you were asleep.
Yeah.
So how'd you know he was out of his bed? How the fuck did you know? Explain. You can't, because it doesn't make sense. Father. Now she could be like, oh my God, I hear a bell, and just ran out there and found the bell. But then all of a sudden the demon was playing games with her, because all those gravestones, the bells just start ringing. So she couldn't tell which one. And then she closed her eyes and used her spidey sense to figure out which one was a legit one. And then the thing that pisses me off, and I talked about the tone and atmosphere and everything like that, and it was perfect until they did one thing, Barry. One thing. I'm going to explain the scene to you. So at this point, shit hit the fan. The priest, the nun, it's all in the abbey. Shit's going down. Shit's going down. It's getting really, really fucked up. When I say Vag, that's the demon. Vag's in there fucking shit up, right? But they're separated. They're separated, like the priest is somewhere and the nun is with the other nuns, right? So the priest is going through some shit. And he's being attacked by the demon of, well, Valak as the boy that he couldn't save or died during the exorcism. So he's being attacked and all this stuff. And then Frenchie comes out of nowhere and shoots a reanimated body of the nun that actually killed herself. Because he put the body in the delivery area because they keep it fresh. So when they came through to investigate. So the body was reanimated and coming at the priest and whatnot. In addition to him being attacked by the vision of the boy. So the body with a shotgun. Then you hear the hero music. Like, dun, 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 dun. Hero music came in, Barry. Hero music.
Okay.
In a horror movie.
That's weird.
The tone was like, you heard the, oh, oh. Oh, that shit. I'm like, oh, man, it's getting real. And then he comes in and shoots the body. Dun, 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 dun. I felt this was an emergency. It has that fucking one liner. I was like, really? At that point, I kind of checked out. My wife and I looked at each other was like, you got to be kidding me. Because it was another stupid ass part. So Valak was in there whooping everybody's ass. Frenchie's ass, the nun's ass, and the priest's ass. Just beating everyone down. And they had the blood of Christ to basically close the seal of where Valak came from. So it's like a little valve shape of the cross. There was a part in the movie when all the nuns were in the sanctuary praying. Praying because Valak was going crazy. At the same time, when I said that the priest was being attacked by this little demon boy or whatever, Valak was also tormenting the nuns that was in the sanctuary. They were all praying. They were just praying to be like, oh, we got to keep praying to keep it at bay. The evil, we can't let it get out and blah, blah, blah. So they were just sitting there praying. Valak fucking like, I don't know what he did, but it's like he just pimp slapped all the nuns and they all just slid, necks breaking, all that shit, except for the main nun. You come to find out that this nun, like all those nuns and all the visions that was going down was all just that, visions. They were already dead. Everyone was already dead. So to me, I think that Valak was kind of manipulating everything to bring someone here, bring someone to the Abbey so he can possess someone to escape. Because none of this was happening. Like all the nuns were dead. Everyone was dead. Only the people that were alive and just still in the Abbey were the nun. Well, when I say the nun, the main character, were the nun in training, the priest, and Frenchie. The thing that happened was that Valak basically ripped the back of her dress off and was whipping her ass. The whip marks or like just the markings end up becoming a pentagram. So at that point, I was like, okay, she's marked. She's going to get possessed. Come on now. That's cliche as fuck. And then they went into like the bowels of the Abbey where everything is the catacombs or whatever you want to call it. And then also she stumbles into a room. Candles start lighting up around her and then she's standing in the center of a pentagram. At that point, she got possessed. There were a whole bunch of nuns in white that had like cloths over their head with blood. That imagery was tight. That was beautifully done. Everything was good with that. The imagery was great. And then she got possessed. She attacked Frenchie. And Frenchie was trying to hit that for the very beginning. Before you find out that she was a nun in training. He's putting himself in danger for something that he ain't going to get. For real. I mean, let's keep it real. Like, come on, dude. You're not hitting that. Just keep it moving. Getting back to the story, end up being possessed because she had a vial of Christ's blood around her neck. And she grabbed him, was talking all this shit. And then he ended up grabbing that and just putting blood on his hand and just basically smushing her, Barry, like smushing the shit out of her. Like, then Valak got out of her. Valak attacked Frenchie. And, you know, you thought that he was dead. And come to find out at the end of the movie that he ended up being the one that was actually possessed. And that's how Valak got out into the real world, and that's how Lorraine Warren and the Warrens encountered Valak, because they performed a exorcism on him. Lorraine got too close to him, and she saw the vision of Valak. So that's why she was familiar with Valak, because she's seen him before during the exorcism. That's the exorcism that, if you remember The Conjuring correctly, that she was kind of like, I gotta take a break from this, and you know, that shit spooked me. It was the nun that spooked her, Valak. So I liked how that tied in. That was a plus. But the part that threw me off, Valak came out and, you know, attacked Frenchie and whatnot, right? We thought Frenchie was dead. Then she went to attack the nun again, drowning her ass and all this shit. And at the same time, the vision of the little boy was attacking the priest, and he got snake bit in the eye, fucked his eye all up, choking her out underwater, drowning her. And she had the vial of blood in her hand. Now, mind you, she's underwater, right? Underwater, both hands flailing underwater when someone's trying to drown somebody, and you see her being choked out. All of a sudden, her body goes limp. Ugh. Valak brings her up. Well, I guess she's about to possess her now. She needs a vessel to get the fuck out of the Abbey. The nun wakes up and just spits Christ's blood in her face, in the nun's face.
Sorry.
Now, that's why I just took that shit down to 4.5. Because how in the fuck did she get Christ's blood in her mouth when she was underwater? When she was being drowned? Can someone explain that to me? I need to know. I need answers. So yeah, Barry, now you see why I give it 4.5?
And that's Beast Game Pocket. So go ahead.